Love Go ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isa na naman Martes at kasama na naman natin si Teammate Wisdom at ako si Teammate Ivan para sa Love Go ang sports. At marami tayong mga balita sa sports ngayon at may magandang balita.
Ay, oo, sa badminton.
Napaka-climatic mo na, Teammate Wisdom.
Badminton, yung women's badminton team natin, nag-champion finally.
Yun! Yes. So, 2 wins na ka tayo, no? 2 wins. Yeah. Ay, 2.
Back-to-back
champions so, na tayo. Pagkamusta yun na, no?
Kasi natalo tayo sa first game. Mm-hmm. First game 1. So, mm-hmm. Nung Saturday. Then Wednesday, nanalo tayo.
Yun.
And then, sa Saturday, nanalo tayo ulit.
Kamusta yung men's natin? Di ba medyo nagka-problema tayo sa men's?
Sa men's. Mm-hmm.
Kasi maganda yung start natin sa,
yeah,
ano, di ba?
Nag-start tayo ng 6-1, 6 wins, 1 loss. Mm-hmm. Pagdating sa semifinals, natalo tayo.
Ayun.
And then, sa bumawi naman tayo sa battle for third. So, third place. So, basically, twice lang tayong natalo.
Mm.
So, okay naman. The last podium finish ng men's badminton was, ano pa eh, 2009? Mm-hmm. Ganon. So, matagal na.
Yung table tennis natin, kamusta?
Ang table tennis natin, parehong pasok sa Final Four. Ang ayun. Men's and women's team.
Oo.
So, ang men's team is going up against the LSU, mm-hmm, sa semifinals, which is ngayon. Actually, ngayon it's happening right, mm-hmm, now. And then, yung women's team is going up against UST sa semis.
Tama.
So, hopefully, para pag nanalo sa pareho, di sure second place na tayo.
May mga games pa tayong, or mga events pa tayo for the first sem na hindi pa natatapos, no?
Yeah.
Kagaya ng mga cheer dance, tama?
Cheer dance, wala pa. Mm-hmm. Di pa nga natin alam kung sasali sila.
Oo nga, yung basketball. Pero
basta sabihin natin, nagpa-practice
sila. Pero parang may nakikita
sila.
Ko nagpa-practice ata sila eh.
Baka kasama yun sana nila.
Baka iba yung pinapractice nila.
Baka ibang event kasi may ibang competition din sa nasasalihan daw. So, mm-hmm, let's see what will happen.
Ayun.
Sa tingin ko, sasali yan para sa UPN. Eh.
Alright. Oh, mayroon isang balita since medyo bias ako sa sport. pinoclaim ni President Duterte na ano na volleyball month ngayon. First time ata na yung president ata nag-declare ng something for sports na
volleyball ba siya?
Actually hindi ko nga alam eh, pero mukhang ano eh, mukhang nakakausap sila. Maganda kasi, well, as of the moment kasi first day ngayon ng World FIVB World
club
championships na nangyayari ngayon sa Mall of Asia Arena, and these are ano to, ito ay mga elite athletes or mga ibang national athletes also from ibang mga bansa na naglalaro sila ngayon, pero by club siya, so by meron club, silang sponsors at meron silang may imports, parang imported na nga yung mga players natin. May imports pa sila.
Import. So, ano siya? Double import?
Oo, parang ganoon nga yung nangyayari. So, tayo rin, may mga imports na dala yung Philippine team. So, na okay. Pick out
ano
nila from
pangal- ano yung dala ng club ng Philippine team? Pangalan? Walang club tayo?
May club tayo, pero okay. Ano? Yung mga players ay dala from galing
sa Philippine
mga,
team?
From galing sa Superliga na the team.
Ah, okay.
So, picked out yun. From the teams na kung sino yung mga naglalaro sa Philippine Superliga.
Parang selection.
Selection, okay. Yung nangyari. Exactly. So usually, yeah, ang tinatawag doon, binibigyan sila ng golden, FIVB, golden jacket.
Golden
para,
jacket.
Para selected players for the club.
Wala pala yan. Mm-hmm. Eh, kasabay din nila ngayon, Shakey's V-League na reinforced conference. Eh.
Kamusta na ba yung UPT natin doon?
Nanalo tayo kahapon against, actually 3-1 against, mm-hmm, nakalimutan ko, Armed Forces yung kalaban na isa eh.
Mm.
So, yun, panalo tayo. 3-1, so malakas tayo doon. Then, ganun din, same concept, reinforced, and then may dalawang import. So, ganun.
Yun.
Upcoming events natin, we have, sa Thursday, start ng Taekwondo.
Okay.
Yun, so.
May swimming pa.
May swimming din sa Thursday. Oo. Sabay sila.
Sabay sila, okay.
Yeah. So, Thursday to Sunday. So, tingnan natin. Yun. Tingnan natin, baka update natin sa next Tuesday naman. Ano, may championship na ulit tayo.
Oo nga, sa bilis ng ano, no? Mga pangyayari. Lalo na sa swimming. No? Sa swimming kasi isang weekend lang ato. Yun na eh, yeah, nangyayari. No?
So, tapos kung athlete ka sa mga ganyari, yung event mo. Actually, isang araw lang, no? Isipin mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang yung event mo. Sa taekwondo, ganun din.
Eh, kapos na pag sprints ka ng 50 meters ng swimming, hindi 30 seconds lang, 24 tapos, seconds lang.
yung buong taon mo na training, yun na yun.
Yun na yun. Yun na nga yun. Alright, so may special guest tayo ngayon araw,
yes,
na to.
very special guest.
Yun. Okay. Kala ko malilimutan mo yung very special guest. Special guest natin ngayon is si Mrs. Patricia Borromeo Coronel. Siya isang teacher sa dance workshops, no, for the children's dance workshops. Kamusta na po kayo, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. Ayun. Thank
batiin nyo na po yung anak niya.
So, TC, hello.
Dapat ano, malinis daw yung kotse pag ano, pagsundo mo sa mami mo mamaya. Ayun. So, ma'am, paano kayo naging interesado sa dance? Paano kayo napasok dito sa career niyo as a dance teacher?
Well, nagsimula kasi ako at a very tender age, mm-hmm, through the inspiration of my aunt. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until 5 years after I started that I finally found the interest and the enjoyment of it. And eventually, we were trained to educate and to teach.
Ayun. Mm-hmm. So, paano po yung mga, ano po yung mga dance na sinasayaw nyo dati nung, ano, nung bata ho kayo? When you nag-start out, paano siya nag-progress ng ganun? Bigla na lang parang gusto niya na rin magturo.
Yeah, well, because my aunt has a school, mm-hmm, no? A ballet school. So she started us out in ballet. Okay. Doon kami nagsimula. And then at a certain age, nag-branch out kami into tap dance, and then okay, modern jazz, okay, lyrical, and then Broadway. So as we got older, yung exposure namin mas naging vast.
Mm-hmm. And yung mga sayaw po na yun, ano po yung pinaka favorite niyo sa mga nabanggit niyo ano? Kasi parang sabi parang ballet, tap dance. Ako wala akong alam paano sayawin diyan. Teammate wisdom hanggang fitness dance lang at medyo dalawang
line dance.
Ikaw nga line dance, hindi ko nga alam kung paano yun gawin yung line dance. Fitness ano dance lang, alam ko eh.
Ano lang basta yung line dance kasi step forward, backward, tsaka sideways.
Pero mahirap sundan yun. Ano? Pag binigyan ka ng instructions, mahirap siya sundan. Kung nasa papel, ha? Pero susundan mo lang naman by sight. Wala naman problema. Pero ma'am, ano po yung favorite niyo? Ballet po ba? Yung, ano favorite niyo? Yung tap dance or yung modern jazz?
Well, it's medyo mahirap. Mahirap kasi lahat sila nagpe-play habang sumasayaw. The technique in ballet, mm-hmm, you know, the free flowing of jazz, mm-hmm, the rhythmic nature of tap dance. So lahat yan nagpe-play, all those aspects, mm-hmm, are at play when we dance. So it's difficult to say, parang hirap magsabi kung anong ipo-point out ko. Medyo mahirap.
Minsan pag tinatanong rin ako sa motorsports kung ano yung favorite ko. Of course, meron akong favorite naman. Pero mahirap sabihin, basta pag drive kami, masarap mag-drive yun. Ganun yung feeling ko rin pag sinabing ano. Pero ano, ma'am, gaano katagal nyo na ginagawa itong mga workshops na to?
Maybe about 20 years or so.
20 years.
So marami kayong mga, ano na, siguro by now nagtuturo na rin.
Yes. Oh, ganun, mm-hmm. Yes, some have. Yes.
This is ang workshop niyo ba pupunta kayo sa mga venues or meron kayong studio na regularly?
Yes, we have them. Meron sa venue, okay, sa studio. Meron din for institutions that request specific programs, mm-hmm, okay, no, for specific purposes, so we also conduct them outside.
Yun.
So ang ano niyo ba, ang mga students are mostly children, ang mga students? Or?
Well, in the studio, yes. Mostly okay, children. But we have them also, you know, the office okay, people, you know, after.
Ah, talaga? Do you, yes, also, may recreation rin kayo for the older ones also?
Yes, yes, we do. For fitness. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them like to dance as well, you know, mm-hmm, as a stress releaser.
So, ito po, yung mga students yun po na adults, alam ko, children dapat yun, medyo nakafocus tayo, no, pero interesado rin ako sa adults kasi the whole interview, parang iniisip ko na parang kids lang yung pinag-uusapan natin. No? School setting, for the young ones, for the teens. Pero for the adults, meron rin pala. And sila po ba mga dancer rin po before?
As far as I know, yes, some of them have. Pero yung iba, talagang it's really a desire and a passion that, mm-hmm, maybe they never you know, okay, got into in their younger days, and now that maybe, you know, they have more time, they have more stress, they want to get healthier, you know, so...
Actually, maganda na nga nagbe-pick up na nga yung physical activities nga, and yun nga, dancing is isa sa mga paraan na kung paano yun nga marirelieve yun na yun mga yung desire nga nila na yan or yung passion nga nila na yun, no? So mamaya malalaman po natin more about Ma'am Patricia Bermeo Coronel para sa at ang mga dance workshops niya, no? So ang oras po natin yun ay 5:50 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Mapabuhok, balahibo, o kaliskis, lahat yan pwede dito. Kinig na sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. Tuwing Miyerkules, alauna ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Celebrate 70 years of UK-Philippine relations at the Friendship Ball on October 20 at the Manila Polo Club. Enjoy a four-course meal, open bar, performances by Ford Impact and Ryu Brothers, fashion presentations, and great raffle prizes including business class round-trip tickets to the UK. Visit the British Embassy Manila Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts for more details on how to buy your tickets. DZUP 1602 is a proud partner. See you there!
Iba talaga pag alam mong maraming sumusuporta sa'yo. Ang sarap ipanalo ng bawat laban. Bawat laro, bawat panalo, para sa bayan. Ito po si Diego Dario mula sa Batang Gilas, Pilipinas. Suportahan natin ang mga atletang Pilipino. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan!
Nagbabalik ang love ko ang sports, at hindi lang sports ang mahal namin, pero pati ang pagsasayaw. Diba, teammate Wisdom?
Yes.
Oh. Ano ako ba sumayo?
Line dance. Sabi ko nga sa yung elective ko nung college sa dance, ano, history of dance.
So, hindi, teka lang, lecture yun, hindi man lang sa'yo talaga yun. Okay. Ako, mahilig ako sa sumayo. Alam natin ng mga listeners natin to na mahilig ako sumayo.
Hindi, kasi, the thing is, the fact na di ako marunong sumayo, mas na-appreciate ko yung mga magaling sumayo.
Oh,
diba?
Kasi
parang hirap na. Parang kasi, diba? Ganun lang yun eh.
Tama, tama. So yun, kaya parati tayo pinapanood yung mga sumasayaw na lang, no?
Kaya pag kunyari, pag yung nanonood ako ng cheer dance, parang, basta lahat pareho, magaling. So hindi ko alam kung sino mananalo or ganun.
Tama, tama. So, ang special guest natin ngayon araw na to ay si Mrs. Patricia Bermeo Coronel. Siya isang teacher sa children's dance workshops, pero hindi lang daw children's dance workshops ang natutupag di Ma'am Patricia Coronel, no? Ma'am, ano ibang ginagawa niyo?
All ages, level of fitness.
Yes.
Okay.
And yun nga, ano yung mga ibang ginagawa niyo for ano yung mga ibang benefits ng pagsasayaw? Alam natin na ito ay isang physical activity.
So, stress relief.
Yes, stress relief,
fitness.
Pero parang mukhang may deeper purpose pa tong ginagawa ninyong workshop ninyo, no?
Yes, well, let's start with the children, no? When they start into a dance class, a formal dance class, syempre natuturuan sila mag-follow ng instruction, makinig. And then because of this, slowly they start to gain a sense of discipline.
Tama.
No, nakakapag coordinate na sila ng katawan, mm-hmm. ng mind, ng mm-hmm. balance, control mm-hmm. ng body. No, lahat ng basic things na nagagamit ng katawan in your everyday activities, okay. no?
Mm-hmm.
And while they're learning, mm-hmm. no? Since ito combination kasi ito ng movement, ng music, performance, no? So na-enhance niya yung sensory awareness ng bata. Mm-hmm. No, so this includes the attention, the memory, yes. the learning, no, and so all overall consciousness ng, and so yun lo, lahat ng skills na to, it manifests, mm-hmm.
so
no,
dance.
in their everyday life outside of the
yes.
classroom, oh. the dance class, no, so mm-hmm. yun mas nakaka multitask sila, mm-hmm. mas nakaka focus sila, mm-hmm. mas at saka they're less prone to accidents,
mm.
kasi they have asserted their bodies will develop a certain instinct yes. to protect itself, no? So
parang sa anin sa motor control, kinesthetic awareness,
yes,
does it become more of a challenge pag mas bata sila yung mga, especially yung how to keep their attention
lalo na po sa age ngayon kasi
how young are your students po? Ganun pinaka ano, may mga 3 years old ba? 4
yes.
years
old. Okay. We start them at 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a certain approach that we apply yeah. when you're having a class of that mm-hmm. age, no? Like mm-hmm. a kindergarten school, you know, you have to be more creative.
Yes.
With I guess the steps and mm. then they like storytelling, so we okay. incorporate, you know, the fundamentals that we teach them to listen to music, how to count with the music, to appreciate mm. the music and express through their movements. So
mga teammate wisdom tinatanong mo to. Yung anak mo ba, dadali mo na ba sa dance workshop?
Yung dapat anak mo na.
Oh, dapat yung anak mo na. Okay, sige.
Kasi, yun nga, may mga pamangkin ako. So parang, wala. Di mo maasahan may instructions ka. Parang, mm-hmm. di ba? Pero,
I guess. Actually, ako rin eh. May, sa sports namin, dahil medyo fast-paced naman siya and aggressive, may style mm-hmm. of play. Medyo informal yung dating niya. Nakakabighani rin yun, ano, yung pag-iisip mo na paano na fo-formalize nila pa rin sa dance ng ganun,
uh-oh.
Ganun yung structure niya na.
Yeah.
Dahil pagdating sa mga nagpa-play, pag naglalaro yung mga bata, no, yun, medyo makukulit yung mga bata ngayon. Ibang klase ngayon yung mga bata kasi
yes.
lalo na ngayon na karamihan ng mga bata ngayon, binibigyan rin ng mga magulang nila, let's say, ng mga technology na ng mga mm. cellphone, mga games, mga iPads, and minsan yun may focus naman sila doon, pero dahil sa daming at iba-ibang mga nakikita mm. no, nawawala kaagad yung attention nila sa mga ginagawa. So yun, ang galing na nagagawa rin ng dance yun na ilalagay nila doon sa tamang pagdidisiplina, pag-formal.
Tsaka yung energy nila, it goes energy into something.
Nila, nakokontrol nila, yes, tama.
Yeah. Ang mama, sa with your experience at least sa dance, how gaano ka aga o gaano ka bata sila pwede mag-start, or is it parang sport na as soon as they can understand instructions, pwede mo silang i-start?
Well, at age 3, okay. no, this is more appreciation of the music
mm.
to learn basic, very yes. basic, but technically, to get into the technical side more for of dance, ideally would be around 7 or 8 or okay. 9, because they have better control of their mm-hmm. bodies, diba? And mas nakaka-focus sila better, mm-hmm. mas nakaka-intindi better, mm-hmm. and they're expressive.
Oh, okay. Sabay. Kasi sa dance, ano eh, it's two things. It's movement and music. Eh. Parang medyo may understanding of those two things. So pag bata, parang movement movement lang yata alos yung ginagawa, so medyo ano siya
from bali pag spectator ka or nanonood ka, parang ganoon nga, parang gumagalaw lang sila, pero hindi na intindihan ng mga nanonood kung ano yung mga ibang aspects nga na yes. nangyayari rin sa loob, no.
And then sa dance, there's no age limit, di ba? Walang age limit as soon as
definitely none.
How old are the pinaka older na mga ano niya natuturuan?
92.
Yeah, I was going to sabi ko nga sana, punta tayo sa extreme kasi kanina pinag-usapan natin yung adults. Kung meron tayong pinakabata ng mga 3 or 4 yes. years old, no, yun nga, tatanong sana kung may senior pang senior citizen rin. Okay. At meron nga pang 92.
Yes, 92.
Wow. So paano hindi niyo ba na paano niyo na ko-control yung katawan niya tsaka yun na movements niya, lalo na na alam natin pag nasa 92 minsan na maybe brittle na yung kanyang bones or baka yung joints or yung balance niya mismo or tsaka yung memory, paano yun niya na memorize yung steps pa rin niya kasi sa ganito ganyang age medyo hirap na rin sila sa mga yun nga, obstacles ng age lang nila mismo.
Or pwede rin kasi na yung dance is what keeps them what keeps them mobile.
Yeah, well, for that age bracket, mm-hmm. This is for the geriatric mm-hmm. class mm-hmm. that we handle. No, this is more for a wellness program mm-hmm. for them to be able to move and socialize mm-hmm. with their other peers.
Ah, so iba na yung ano nila?
Approach iba.
Ah, yes, okay.
No? Well, some of them do have their caregivers, mm-hmm. at least to keep them stable, no? Para hindi okay. sila ma-off balance. And then, they follow. Okay. They follow okay. An instructor. No? Para lang makamove yeah. at maka-enjoy ng music.
Pag ganoon okay. din ho ba, kailangan ba yun caregivers rin? Sumasayo rin ba? Kasi syempre, kung sumasayo yun client nyo, no? Baka yung kailangan sumayo rin yung caregiver para lang may... Kasi may socialization aspect nga yung nangyayari, no? Tapos, kailangan rin na minsan inaalalay rin minsan yung senior citizen. Kailangan ba yung caregiver? Medyo dumadaan na rin ba sa proseso na yun?
Well, natural na rin siya siguro, no? Kasi, syempre yung patient, mm-hmm. no? Or the student... will also want to have somebody right beside them to follow. Okay. But at the same time, ini-instruct or tinuturuan din namin yung caregiver kung paano sila matutulungan. Kasi yun, kahit papano, okay. no, how to support them mm-hmm. physically, no, mm-hmm. in certain exercises.
Tama.
And then, we would also want some effort to come from the student themselves. Mm-hmm. Like if it's merely siguro itaas ang kamay, mm-hmm. yeah. na sana manggaling sa kanila mm-hmm. because that in itself can promote circulation, oh, yes. which okay. they really Tama. Need.
Alam mo, yan tinanong ko dahil for the longest time, actually hanggang ngayon, tatlo pa rin yung senior citizen ko sa bahay. dati apat, okay? So, lahat ng mga movements nila, yung mga exercise, kahit walking lang, umakyat yes. ng stairs, sinasabayan mo rin hindi naman ako mismo yung caregiver pero ako yung pinaka syempre ako yung lalaki sa bahay na malakas no na nagbubuhat din so yun lahat ng mga activities nila whether physically demanding siya or yes. hindi ganun ka physically demanding kahit ka kumain minsan sinasabayan mo rin sila yun nga talaga inaalalay mo rin at minsan ikaw rin nagtuturo rin sa kanila at siyempre, kailangan yung pasensya mo napakahaba rin habang ginagawa mo. No?
Yeah.
So, yun nga, natatanong ko lang naman sa caregivers kasi baka at a certain point, sila rin, kailangan rin matuto para, kumbaga sila yun, kumbaga pag wala yung teacher na tumitingin sa seniors, sila rin yung nandun sa gitna ng na tumutulong rin sa kanila.
Yes, that's right. Because they also play a big role in encouraging them, you know, mm-hmm. to okay. keep egging them on. And, you know, you have the music playing. So, yung environment, yes. you know, very conducive, mm-hmm. masaya.
So, parang nangyari, aside from the physical na benefits, may emotional din na improvements na nangyari sa kanila. No?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Because, you know, when they interact, you know, yes, usually... they're mostly left alone throughout the day, no? So they really need to interact. You know, they need it for their, you know, for themselves to feel good, yes. You know, and they share and, you know, be with their peers and enjoy mm-hmm. something together. After the program, they sit down and eat, mm-hmm. no?
So it's... it will also help with their longevity. Kasi yung mm-hmm. emotional na, yung wellness aspect. So,
tama. Malaking so bagay yan. So, yeah. Lalo na yung mga matatanda, yung mga seniors, na it comes to a point na tumitingin, medyo naging negative rin sila or naging pessimistic rin
parang
sila.
Parang ano ba? Oh. Parang sa bahay, household nyo ba?
medyo nakaka-relate, no? Actually, nakaka-relate talaga. Pero umaabot rin sa punto na yun because alam nga nila na malapit na rin matapos rin yun kanilang panahon, no? So, pero ano yan, kasama rin yun sa pagtatanda rin, no?
Yun, mamaya when we come back sa break, yun, may mga questions ako about involvement ng parents, mga ganyan.
So, para sa mga kids ulit to, no?
Ganyan. Ayun. Iba't ibang dance styles. So,
tama. Yes. So, ang oras po natin ngayon ay 5:30 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Iniyahatid ng National Institutes of Health, University of the Philippines, Manila at DZUP 1602 ang Health Republic, kalusugang responsibilidad ng bayan. Health Republic. Abangan ang Health Republic tuwing Huwebes, alas 5 hanggang alas 6 ng gabi para sa mga kaalaman sa mga pulisiyang pangkalusugan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Cheeseburger, 400 calories, check. Spaghetti, 400 calories, check. Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check.
Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Simple lang naman ang gusto ko. Maging kaibigan ka, makipaglaro, makipaghabulan, mag-share ng sandwich. Pero bakit iba ang nakuha ko? Peklat, sabunot, sigaw, away, sugat, panlalait. Bakit ganito?
Simple lang naman ang gusto niya, ang magkaroon ng kaibigan. Sana, maging kaibigan ka rin niya. Tigilan ang bullying. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love Go ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan!
Nagbabalik ang Labcon Sports kasama si Teammate Wisdom at ako si Teammate Ivan. At kasama natin is of course si Mrs. Patricia Borromeo Coronel, who is a teacher sa dance. Okay? At yes. Siya rin ay isa sa, hindi lang siya dance teacher, pero ano rin siya, marami rin siya mga ibang programa na tumutulong at marami, tumutulong sa mga estudyante, patients and clients also, no?
Yes,
ang isang nabanggit niya ay yung mga cancer patients, yeah?
Yes,
or students. Students, no? Hindi patients. Because,
well, yes, it's a foundation. So, okay. They
okay. So, may foundation siya. Yun. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm actually just a volunteer.
Okay.
No, it's called the Carewell Community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a foundation that provides support, education, and hope to persons with cancer and their families.
Ayun. Okay.
Mm-mm. So they offer this free of charge. They like services in counseling,
mm-hmm.
in support groups, wellness activities, mm-hmm. Medical consultations, and several others.
And sa'yo, ma'am, in your part, ano po yun as a member? Ano yun, yung ginagawa niyo dito sa ano sa foundation ho na to?
I teach as part of the wellness
mm-hmm.
program.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them dance classes,
okay.
you know, regularly every week. And I'm happy to say that this on my fifth year mm-hmm. with them, they're all still with me, alive and kicking.
Lisa, and, that's good
news. You might dance the cancer away.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and they have like recital of sorts every year that they get to perform, you know, in their for their fellow members, and very, very
so nagiging positive rin yung outlook yes. kahit papaano sa mga yeah. member, I mean sa mga sumasayaw dito and the members who
kasi kasi ang misconception is if you have cancer mm-hmm. Syempre you have compromised ng mga body cells eh. Mm-hmm. So manghihina yung katawan mo, and even if you go through chemo mas manghihina ka, so parang ang inisip ko is why would you want to move around na in the first place? You're already getting weaker.
Oh, kailangan
apparently makakatulong pala siya while you're trying to recover.
So, ang iniisip natin is kailangan pag may sakit ka, nag-rest ka, tama?
You try to recover.
Mm. So, pero this one, ito sumasayaw sila and yeah. there's a therapeutic effect. Ganun po ba 'yung nangyayari?
Well, yes.
Or in your observation, ma'am, as the teacher na nakikita nyo sila yeah. araw-araw na sumasayaw?
Well, they have proven to me that it has.
After 5 years nga naman,
yeah,
no?
it's the first of this nature that mm-hmm. I've handled. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very inspiring. In fact, I feel I'm learning more from them than
talaga?
Maybe they're learning from me.
What do you mean by ma'am, may natututunan kayo sa galing sa kanila? Ano ba yung mga revelations or reflections na nakita nyo dito while teaching them?
About life.
About life. Mukhang mas, sabi ko sa iyo, mas deeper purpose yes. tong dance na to. And mukhang naging baliktad rin para sa, hindi lang kasi yung teacher minsan inisipin natin na sila yung nagtuturo sa mga estudyante. Well, we only teach a certain aspect. Yung tool nga ng okay. usually yung tool natin is yung sport, yung dance, yes. no. Pero sila may iba rin silang binibigay, two-way yes. street yun, ano eh, yun or two-way communication yung nangyayari sa teacher tsaka yun sa yes. sa students eh. So, ano ho yung natutunan niyo dito sa mga students niyo?
Well, because to me it's like a journey mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. And I, being their teacher, I feel I'm part of that journey to give essence mm-hmm. and joy to that journey. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever is ahead,
yes,
it doesn't matter. But in the moment, mm-hmm. you know, we are there. We're helping each other. It's one of those classes that there's no pressure. Mm-hmm. You do what you can. Mm-hmm. You can come in and out as you please. You know, and we enjoy together. Mm. We teach them a dance. They get to practice. They get to perform. Yes, and it's really you will never think that they are mm-hmm. stricken with a disease.
Mm. Mister, palagay ko kailangan ito rin gawin mo eh.
Bakit?
Pus dinidescribe ni ma'am. Naalala ko ikaw rin eh.
Bakit?
Kailangan yung weight training mo, yung weights mo.
May ganun.
Dapat may ganun din. May kasi ganun. Stress-free, walang anxiety. May natutunan ka rin. May kasama ka rin na nag-weights. Imagine mo kapag ginawa mo rin yun. Imagine mo kapag ginawa mo aerobic rin siya. Hindi mo sumasayaw ka rin with weights.
I'll also learn from ano rin. From my, diba?
Diba? I mean, journey rin siya. Ikaw, meron ka rin sariling journey. Same also in sa dance. Kasi it's both physical activities.
Pero yung sa mga ganyan, yung mga terminally ill na people, mm-hmm. especially yung mga especially mga survivors mm-hmm. na may mga real kasi like yung high school principal namin is a cancer survivor, sabi niya okay.
Sa CDO to before?
Sa CDO okay. Tapos kasi parang twice na siya nag-survive, parang after one decade yata bumalik, tapos gumaling siya ulit. Ang sabi niya, alam mo, so few things in life matter. Sabi niya, ang dali daw natin pinoproblema na hindi dapat
na-remember. Talaga?
Well, so few things. Siguro at that stage kasi you only look at what's really important eh.
Tama. may point naman siya. At yun nga yung mga natututunan mo eventually. Yes, kasi yun nga eh. Sila, yung pleasure nga na nila is yun nga, dancing, physical activities. Ito, we take for granted nga eh. Minsan nga, iniisip nga nila, pag kuyari tayong napaka-busy mga tao, no, na schedule natin is one after the other. Ang feeling nga natin, parang pangmayaman na lang siguro. Para sa mga may freedom na lang yun mag-physical activity, sumayaw, mag-workout, maglaro, di ba? Pero Hindi, isa sa essential part ng ano ng buhay talaga natin. Kaya nga love natin yung sports, di ba? Saka love natin yung mga physical activities at dance also.
Si Ma'am earlier talked about yung recital. And recital is, di ba, yung parang production, parang show nila at the end of a certain period.
Yes, it's like a validation of their training on a certain level.
So, dun ba lahat on a single recital, magkakasama lahat yung mga bata, yung mga teenagers.
How do you group them together? Ganun yung malabas.
Yeah, well, because in every age group, you have, and every dance form, you have different levels, skill levels. So yun, sometimes when there are older kids, if they're starting in the beginning, no, they start at an older age, so they join sometimes the younger ones. But since their learning pace is faster, they will advance faster. Okay. Their understanding is more, no?
So skill, parang skill level, and then dance style, ba ganun yung grouping nila sa ano?
Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so they choose their dance form, and then they start from level one, and so on.
Speaking of levels, ano? Ma'am Patricia, alam ko yung mga dance teachers are usually very strict. Are you also very strict pagdating sa mga cancer patients mo? At ano? Kasi sabi mo stress-free.
Or the very young kids.
Or the very young kids. Mas stress
naman lalo.
Am I strict? Okay.
Kasi diba usually it's very strict. Lalo na kung alam ko yung mga ballet teachers.
Mga ballet yun.
Nakakatapot ngayong ballet teachers.
maybe I'm strict in a mellow way. I don't know how you explain that. Yeah, because sometimes we try to make them realize that they're capable. Sometimes it's a perception that they have, which we also try to slowly melt away by making them experience na kaya nila, na-accomplish nila, nakakabuo sila, nakaka-interact sila and help each other.
Okay.
So all of this, maybe for one's self-worth,
especially kasi ang classical ballet is very rigid yung training nila, very on point daba. May pun po, on point, di ba? Pero ma'am, totoo ba na yung ballet also has one of the shortest careers in dance?
Well, yes. Okay. It does, but you can branch out a lot. No,
okay,
there's
so
many options.
Okay.
Well, for one, you can get into choreography.
Okay.
You can get into coaching. Mm-hmm. No, you can
or
get
other
into
styles. San ba sa usually pag other styles? Kanya ballet. Ano ba usually yung problema sa ballet? The foot, di ba?
Well, you have the knee, the ankle. The knee.
Kasi may kilala na dance doctor sa US.
Okay.
That's where she makes a lot of her money. Dance doctor, mostly ankle, knees. Yung mga babies, yung mga dancers. Yun.
Okay,
so,
okay.
They branch out into other styles, ano ba? Jazz, I guess?
Yes, because that's your solid foundation, your classical ballet. So, you can branch out into practically anything, any other dance form you wish.
Okay.
Kasi sobrang hirap actually ng ano. Kaya the best ballet dancers make it, parang mukhang ang sobrang graceful. Tingnan, parang gaan nila, pero pag tininan mo yung physical abilities that is needed to do those mga maneuvers, parang hindi pala siya ganun ka, parang ano lang, kadali lang.
Have you ever tried teaching ballet to athletes?
Yes. Basketball players.
Mahirap po ba?
In their off-season.
Mahirap po ba?
Mga cross-training.
Bakit niyo tinuro? Was it dahil sa cross-training, dahil kailangan ng coach na medyo maging graceful sila? Or
pinarusahan niyo?
Pinarusahan ba sila? Or baka part of the training?
It was part of their training because they needed the flexibility.
Okay.
And then the to learn to control also their movements and to more fluidity.
Ayun.
In the movement.
So, sa mga atleta na nakikinig nito, no? Meron rin tayo kasing PE na ballet.
Ballet.
So, huwag kayong matatakot na magsuot ng tutu tsaka ng ballet shoes para maka control nyo rin sarili nyo sa ere, sa paglalaro.
Alam ko si yung anak ni Ma'am used to teach one of those classes Yung mga class ni Anthony Dr. Gonzalo.
Ah.
So, yun. Tapos yung isa rin teacher natin, si Ma'am Michiko, also used to teach that. Pero yun nga, Ma'am, ito ba totoo? Kasi may mga ano rin ako, may pangapamangkin din na ang lessons are for the kids, pero yung recital is for the parents. Totoo?
Well, of course, no, the parents are really the ones, the main reason why they're performing, no? But the benefit to the body and the self-confidence, the esteem of from knowing that you've accomplished something, that's really for the child. To overcome that fear of, you know, performing in front of a crowd. Yes. Or
actually, yun yung isang bagay, di ba? Conquering your fears. Alam ko dati, may parang, nung kindergarten kami, parang may dance number. Hindi ako pumunta sa stage.
Talaga? Ako, mahilig ako pumunta sa mga ganyan. Mahilig ako pumunta sa mga ganyan. Pero ayoko sumasayo pag training na at lahat. Medyo dun ako nahihiya. Pero pag nandun na yung stage, doon ako gusto sa kayo.
Okay, ako wala eh. Hindi ako makit. Good na good yung tatay ko kasi pinagtahi pa ng lola ko ng parang outfit na.
So yun, mamaya malalaman pa natin more kung bakit kailangan yung matutong sumayaw, no? Oras po natin ngayon ay 5:45 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
It's okay to breathe. Release the stress. Live your life. A public service announcement from DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Jogging,
basketball,
kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain climbing,
prutas,
gymnastics,
minom ng maraming tubig,
push-ups,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
break dancing,
arnis,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love ko ang sports. Kasama si teammate Wisdom, ako si teammate Ivan. At ang special guest natin na si Mrs. Patricia Borromeo Coronel, na siya isang teacher sa dance. At
and life teacher.
Yung naging life teacher na rin. At yun. Nagtuturo siya ng mga bata, nagtuturo siya ng mga senior citizen, nagtuturo siya ng mga taong stress at kailangan sumayaw. Nagtuturo rin siya ng yun, mga cancer patients na yun nga, or cancer survivors na ngayon dahil sa posibleng malaking posibilidad dahil sa kanyang pagsasayaw at magandang outlook sa buhay. At yun. Kaya marami nang nangyaring kagandahan dito sa mga pagsasayaw. At si Ma'am ay magbibigay ngayon ng mga rason kung bakit kailangan nyo pa malaman kung
kailangan nyo matutong sumayaw.
Tama. Yes. So Ma'am, take it away. What are yung mga reasons nyo kung bakit kailangan matutong sumayaw?
Well, for me personally, because it's done with music, mm-hmm. no? And I believe that music is the language of the soul.
Yes. Hindi pala pagkain wisdom.
Hindi pala food.
Gusto ko pagkain talaga.
So that
pero
in
gusto
itself.
Ko, I like music too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And well, of course, you know, aside from just keeping the body active, it also keeps the brain active, which is really important for all of us, you know, whatever age we are. So it will also improve, of course, your strength and your flexibility, no? So it would keep the joints healthy and young, longer, no? And then, basically you will learn more about your body and how to protect it, no? How to have a proper posture, balance, no? But yes.
Actually yun pansin ko yung mga sa mga pep squad natin, yung mga Filipiniana.
Maganda yung mga
iba yung ano nila, iba yung posture. Kahit naglalakad lang. So I guess
kaya mapapatingin ka talaga. Tsaka yung mga maliliit natin ng mga no dancers.
Yes.
Mukha silang matatangkad.
Promise. Kasi ano na upright.
Oh, upright sila lahat. Oo.
Yeah, well, and well, for some who would like to be more, how do you say, more sociable, so it helps you, no, increase your self-esteem, and it's also a good creative outlet for expressing yourself in a safe environment.
Yes,
alam mo kung saan ako safe in, pag nagsumasayaw, teammate wisdom? Pag nasa harap ng mirror, nakasara yung bantuan. Doon lang ako nakakasayaw.
Tapos dance away na lang.
Dance away ako doon. Pero other than that, sige lang. Medyo, ano, may... pinapakita ko ulit yun, ano, yung teacher mode ko ulit na stricto.
Pero what would you advise to those mga tao na new dancers or would like to learn how to dance, no matter what age? Where do they just dive into it? Or parang... do they start to learn on their own muna? Like YouTube or the...
right now,
kasi
no,
hindi mo lang sumaya. Tapos, I want to learn. So
actually, ako sa YouTube ako minsan tinitingin eh.
I guess now, first and foremost would be they would see it on YouTube and then would want to do it, no? But I would advise maybe that to maybe determine the reason why they want to learn or why parents would like them to learn. It could be for maybe medical reasons. It can be because they want them to be more graceful and to be more feminine, maybe, and to have that discipline. Okay. No, and then once they've determined that, then you can choose. Yeah. There are programs there that would be suitable for that.
So, mami, yung sinasabi niyo, pwede namin ilagay for a purpose yun, anak na, kunyari may anak na tayo. May anak tayo, no? Pwede pa lang natin ilagay for a purpose yun, anak namin. Again, no? Na, yun nga, for a specific aspect na gusto namin matutunan sa dance. Let's say, gusto namin maging sporty siya na. So, gusto namin may tamang timing. What dance would you recommend?
Or like, yung bata medyo uncoordinated. So,
is that possible?
Of
course. Do you have a special, do you have a program exactly for that?
Well, yes, because, different programs really offer different benefits, no? But basically, that's all dance, no? But because of the nature of it, example, let's say hip hop, you know, it's very rhythm based and very free flowing, so it'll be good for coordination. And then we have some soccer players that come to us, so they do tap dance to strengthen their feet.
Samba.
No, things like that.
Mami, yung mga dinadala ba sa inyo usually, is it because gusto ng bata or yung parents yung nagdadala, gusto nila matuto yung anak?
It's more nowadays, it's more because the child wants it.
Ah, talaga. Ano ba yung pinaka-in-demand ngayon na style or like yung classes na pinupuntahan nila?
Well, usually now it's hip hop.
Of the movies.
Right. And so what we tell them is that we encourage them always to take ballet as a foundation. Always. It will always be a solid foundation.
Ah, talaga?
Yes, because of the technique that it teaches and the body discipline.
It takes longer to master talaga no yung mga nasa ballet. So sa tingin niyo ma'am, ganun din sa, let's say, if you want to have a solid foundation na style, then you want to eventually go into other styles, to start with, okay, ang ballet ba?
Yeah, that would be the best.
Talaga?
The best foundation. Yeah. Even if it's getting into sports, ballet.
Ayun.
Ice skating, ballet.
Sa bagay. Gymnastics.
Para nagpali tayo, teammate wisdom, eh, para mas graceful tayo. Ayun. Ma'am, meron kayong gusto nyo i-invite or promote?
Events, advocacies, and...
Ah, yes. Thank you. Yes, would like to mention that we do have ongoing dance workshops at the Quezon City Sports Club. Mm-hmm. We have programs in classical ballet, modern and street jazz, tap dance, hip-hop, cheer dance, belly dance, contemporary, and ballroom dance. Mm-hmm. No, if you'd like to know more, you may call at 723-0091, local 147. And as mentioned earlier, we have a program for senior citizens, whether they're geriatric patients of St. Luke's Global City or not. They're welcome to join the ballroom dancing. It's called the Grandma Grandpa Club of St. Luke's Medical Center, Global City. Yeah, you can find out more about this at 789-7700, local 7246.
All right.
So, ma'am, doon sa studio niyo, can they find you online? Or, kasi usually mga tao online.
Yes, Facebook page, website. They can go to quezoncitysportsclub.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, ma'am, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Tapos na ang ating show.
Marami namin natutunan.
Actually, marami tayong natutunan. Dahil,
maliban sa pagsayaw.
Yun lang.
Yun. Tapos si ma'am, may mga last na gusto muna sabihin. Ay.
Yes, I would like also to mention again about the CareWell community, no? The foundation that provides support, education, and hope to persons with cancer and their loved ones. This is free of charge, no? Offering services in counseling, support groups, wellness activities, and medical consultation. You may call them and contact them, no? For more information at 815-1294 or 779-8007. They have a website at carewellcommunity.org, or you may send them an email at info@carewellcommunity.org.
Alright. Thank you very much, you know, Ma'am Patricia.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, yung insights sa dance, inyong experiences, at ayun. Tapos na naman ang ating show, no? At it's 5:56 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!